Second day of bear season. Let's catch up with one of the cooperator bear check stations. Jason from Woodland Firearms in Barragonhorn here. How you doing, man?
Good. Yourself?
Not doing too bad. Always get a little bit excited when bear opens. It feels like the official start of hunting season. A little bit more than, you know, when I go waterfowling even. So I do want to talk to you about goose hunters out there in your neck of the woods. But let's start with the news. How many bears you got checked so far?
So far, we have only seen three bear. So not too busy, but they're starting. The one that I checked in, it was the 166-pound bear. These guys are from downstate. Said he came in walking in last night. They had a couple on camera. That was one of them. They thought it was a lot bigger. They kind of didn't have a lot of time to hunt. They had somebody up baiting for him. And last night he come walking in, but I guess they were only seeing a couple bears on camera, and that was one of them. So,
well, are you hearing anything from other hunters that maybe haven't been successful yet? You know, hunters that are got lots of trail cams out, because we're still getting some pretty encouraging reports that the average size seems to be a little bit better this year.
You know, guys are saying they're seeing bear. Their baits are being hit, and the bears seem to be a decent size this year.
Hmm. We'll talk a little bit about the changes in bear check procedure this year. I mean, have you noticed anything different?
Yeah, so the DNR this year, there's a couple other things that we can do. We can take a little muscle out of the paw of the bear, or we can take a piece of fur from the back, or we can take 2 inches of tongue for some testing they're doing. So we're pretty much taking the tooth, taking the 2 inches of tongue, and then filling out all the paperwork where you shot it. But we also will weigh them here, which isn't required by the DNR, but we enjoy getting a weight on the bear. And we do it here from 8 a.m. Monday through Friday, and DNR is doing it by appointment only. So that's going to be a little tough because you don't know when you're going to shoot a bear. But we will check bears until 9 p.m.
Well, tell me a little bit about what's going on with the early waterfowlers there, early goose season. Are you getting any reports from those out there with the bang sticks in the fields or even on the water chasing Canada geese?
Well, I've heard that there's some local birds around, and they're starting to see flocks, but they're having a hard time getting them to land. They seem to be flying high and just don't want to land. But I guess from my friends, I got a pretty big group that hunts waterfowl here, and they are having a hard time finding flocks. They are getting a few. I mean, they limited out a few days, but it's local birds, and they wise up quick. Around here.
It's so true. They do wise up real quick. Geese are very, very smart birds once they've been exposed to something. You know what I mean?
Right.
Once they've been, shot at more or less and they scatter and they regroup, they don't mess around anymore. They're super smart.
No, exactly. So we're just waiting for the migratory birds that are flying, and hopefully they'll start landing.
All right, well, I appreciate your time today, Jason, and when we get back with you guys later this hour, I want to talk fishing with Scott.
Okay, thanks, Adam.
Jason from Woodland Firearms in Barraga talking bear and goose season. We'll be back later this hour with Scott and talk some fishing on Keeping a Bay. So stay tuned to The Outdoor Show.